Blog Talk Radio. awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
everyone. Welcome to another session of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. We have an absolutely fabulous guest this evening here in the UK. We have Kepa Magic, and our theme is taking responsibility for your wellness. And we don't have Marika tonight. Poor Marika is ill in bed, but I know that she would want us to send some healing. We have her permission. Are you there, Gary? I'm co-hosting.
Yes, I am here.
Great.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, let's send some good healing, loving energy to Marika. Apparently she has gone to the garden early tonight, and so let's wish her some good rest and allow her body to do what it does naturally, and that's heal.
Mm.
Hi, everyone.
Hiya.
Hiya. So here we are.
So, is it nice and sunny over there? Because it's raining here, absolutely pouring down.
Actually, we are in the midst of a raging thunderstorm as we speak.
No.
It's thunder and lightning, and it's a torrential downpour. It's a good Louisiana thunderstorm. You got to love it.
Oh, that's all you need, isn't it? I hope your internet connection is going to be okay. I can't do with you dropping off.
No.
Anyway.
We're right in the midst of what the Indians call a Wakian Oyate. So we're going to allow the Wakians to come into our circle today, the Thunder Being people. So they are here with their energy to bring in the life-giving water. So it's a good day.
Oh.
Yep.
Right. So that's brilliant. Well, we're going to ask you to get your candles ready in a little while when we do the candle ceremony. And Ketter has chosen some absolutely beautiful music. And are you going to cue this one, Gary? It's called Thunder. Thank you.
Conquer, center of the sun. Here we go.
How brilliant was that? Center of the sun. That was great. Oh, I see Gary's got the link up there for the video. I was just looking for that, but you found it. Because we're going to get straight on with the show because, well, we're going to bring Kettle on to say hello now and say a few words. But we've got quite a lot to get through tonight. Isn't that right, Ketta?
Yes, we have quite a lot of content for today. In the song that was just played, the story was of two people who found themselves in hostile situations that were bad enough to destroy some people, to destroy their mind or their health. But they were able to keep themselves centered and take responsibility for creating their own happiness, which directly relates to the topic of the show, taking responsibility for your wellness. Very briefly, I'm a magician, and I have been one for multiple lifetimes. And one of the fundamental skills of a magician is healing. I have made myself available to Gold Ring members for a peer consultation or wellness topics, and also have assisted members that have found themselves in crisis. I am not a doctor, and I'm not certified in any way as a healer. I just have a lot of life experience, all of which has taught me that each of us must take responsibility for our well-being or we won't have any. It's part of claiming or reclaiming our power. But if we do take this responsibility, we have access to the potential to manifest miracles, even when we may find ourselves in really terrible situations.
Wow.
That's perfect. Fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, more and more as we get into these new information and this new energy, it's becoming so important that we become mindful of our own, that we are responsible. We are responsible, and for us all to become more active participants in our own healing, because the power is within us, right? Is that what you're trying to, just what you're trying to say? The message you're conveying, right?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. I totally concur. You know, the power is within us, and I think we're speaking to the choir in here, but, you know, sometimes the choir needs to hear it, and, we are.
As long as we're all singing from the same song sheet.
Exactly. You know.
Which I'll touch on later on.
Right. You know, the power is within us, is greater than anything the world can throw at us. And all we need to do is turn our attention to it and allow it.
And our next video is going to be talking about how one method of being able to reclaim some of that power and how to manifest it by working entirely within ourselves.
Exactly, yeah. So if we can get everyone to click the link, I'll go ahead and put it in the chat room again. Click the link and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room and we'll go ahead and get the video started. And while that's going on, what else would you like to tell us, Ketter?
Oh, I was just thinking about the general topic of healing, and I know we've had a little discussion earlier today about foisting healing on others who may not want it, and I know we're going to revisit that again a little bit later, but that is something that I learned more about that in this last week, and not from the experience you're going to recount, but just in my own research as I was preparing for this show, and it really boils down to intention and will. And sometimes healing is not the thing that needs to occur. Sometimes
right.
The person has to have the experience before they're ready to have the healing. And even though you may mean well for them, it's like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Let them come to the point where they are ready to accept it before you try to intervene too hard. Now, I'm not saying don't love them, don't support them. I'm not saying don't love them and don't support them. I'm saying
or even send them healing arbitrarily. Just don't ram it down their throat, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, because if they say no, I don't want any healing. We're out of order sending it because we are imposing our will on theirs, aren't we?
Right, right. Right.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, and healing should indeed never be a battle of the wills.
No, and I think, I wouldn't want to criticize any healer in any way, shape, or form, because I know that the person was coming from the best intentions and in sending out the healing, but I think we really do need to get the permission. And I think what I was saying about singing from the same hymn sheet is that all the healers on the gold ring should have guidelines that we'll sort of agree on and follow when we're doing our healing. And I think that's the only way to go, really.
I agree.
Don't you?
Yeah.
So anyway, we don't want to hog your time, Ketta. So do you want to, we're going to play the video next, which is Ho'oponopono. If anyone,
Ho'oponopono video. It looks like we've got all the hearts up in the chat room and everyone's ready. So, I'm going to try to do this in the inimitable style of Marika, but I don't know. We'll give it a try.
Well, yeah,
so,
have a go.
We're going to have a go at it. Everyone, go ahead.
I'm going to do the countdown with you.
I'm going to do the countdown.
Gary, start the countdown. We'll do it together. How about
maybe,
that?
Maybe I could do it in falsetto. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. But.
Oh, yes, try that.
Okay, now that will just hurt.
Okay,
anyway,
here we go.
Get ready to play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What?
Forgive me, I love you, I seek you, your love.
I think that's just so beautiful. I just cannot get enough of the whole concept of Ho'oponopono. Now, some of y'all say it a little differently, but that's how they're saying it in the song. I think it sounds better.
Uh-huh.
Those concepts are, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. Love, responsibility, healing, and gratitude. And those really are the keys to living in a responsible fashion. And making sure that you are taking responsibility for yourself while you are not also taking responsibility away from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
All of these attributes are really for yourself first. Because without having a whole self, it isn't possible to give these things to other people. It's really an ever-expanding circle. You start it and then other people respond to it. And also your power to be able to influence in a positive manner grows. The more you practice positivity and responsible behavior, the more you're able to do so and the larger sphere that you can influence with your behavior. And this is equally true for wellness in your body and your mind and your spirit because it's really a holistic approach. You can't separate one thing from another because you are an integrated being, whether you realize it or not. And one wellness affects other wellnesses, or lack thereof also can affect others. So you can have a spiritual malaise and discover that it's become a mental one or a physical one or even both, and so on and so forth.
And that's how things manifest out there in the out there.
Absolutely.
So that's why Ho'oponopono is so huge, because when you say it to yourself, you love yourself, forgive yourself, and, you know, that turns our eyes inward and heals that which is within us and thus healing the world. Yeah.
Certainly healing how you react to the world. And if you have a bad interaction in the world, you're likely in the future when you come to a similar interaction, you're going to remember that negative one and you're going to react strangely because of that. If you've healed it and have learned the lesson and moved on and dumped the pain that was associated with the bad interaction, then you are in a better position to react in a healthier way when you come to the next similar situation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think probably one of the largest errors that I've seen out there in manifesting wellness and just manifesting life in general comes from the belief that someone else is responsible for creating your reality, or believing that you are responsible for creating someone else's. Parents do that all the time, for example. And people who look to the government all the time for assistance, solve
or
my problems.
Or Western medical doctors or whatever
or
entities
Western.
We can. Right.
Exactly. Any authority figure, always looking for someone
right.
else to do the tasks for them.
Right.
It's not only each person's responsibility to maintain their own wellness, but it's actually impossible for another person to impose wellness on another being. You cannot look at somebody and go, I am going to make you well. You might be able to affect their condition, like if you're a doctor and you can perform a surgery and give them a little bit of relief. You can do that. But because it's an imposition and that person wasn't ready to receive the healing, or that perhaps they had something else they wanted to do first, it's not going to last. It may manifest in a
right.
different direction, but it's not going to last. And it's not a very good outcome in any case.
Instead of placing our responsibility in the hands of others, which is how we got ourselves in this mess to begin with, it's
exactly.
Taking a responsibility back. Right.
Exactly. Ways you can watch to see if you're doing this is just watch your language when you're talking to people. If you find yourself saying things like, you make me sick, or somebody says it to you, you know, that person makes me feel unhappy. This situation makes me depressed. Those things are all keys that should alert you to an imbalance in how you're seeing the situation. You're not claiming your power in any of those situations. Nobody can make you sick. I mean, they can give you a disease, perhaps, but...
And nobody can make you feel any kind of way without your permission, right?
Exactly. It's all permission-based. And if somebody is making you angry, no, they're not making you angry. You are becoming angry. You are allowing yourself to become reactive and angry. You have the choice to not do that. Doesn't matter how much they provoke you. So just remember how to look for those things. When you see that directional arrow going from me to someone else, us versus them, us versus me versus you, when you see that directional arrow, that is something that is warning you that you're setting yourself for an unhealthy situation one way or another. It could be physical, mental, spiritual. You could damage your relationship. That's a red flag. When you see yourself doing that or you see someone doing it to you, realize what's going on and be very conscious in the now moment of what's going on and reclaim your power.
And in terms of life is saying, would that apply to a child?
I'm sorry, would it apply to a child? It applies to everyone.
I think it was the comment before that, you know, about permission. I think as a mother, you automatically do things in your child's best interest, and your child might argue and say that they don't want to do that, but because you're the parent and they're the child, in one way, it's will again, isn't it, sort of coming into play there.
That's a very deep subject. Discussing children and their rights. Children and their rights to say no to things. Children and their rights to insist on being themselves. And I think some parents handle that better than others, and certainly school systems could handle it better. Yes, they don't know everything that adults do, but sometimes children are more wise than adults. So you have to be aware of that also.
Yeah, they're sometimes they're more tuned in than the parent. Yeah,
exactly. That's a whole other kettle of fish, and I might address that at some other time. But
it's all right. Come back next week.
something like that. Anyway, we have some positive examples of ways that we can manifest responsibility for our wellness. The next video, is an example of how taking complete responsibility for wellness is practiced by Nick Vujicic, a young man who was born without arms or legs.
Okay, I'll put that link back in the chat room again, so let everyone click the link and pull up that player and pause it and mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart. Yeah. And, let's talk about that for a second while we wait for the hearts, Ketter.
Yeah. But it hasn't prevented him from living fully and with joy and abundance in his life. I mean, can you imagine? He's essentially a quadriplegic in terms of he doesn't have arms or legs. But,
I've seen this thing before. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
He can do almost anything anybody else can do. He finds ways around his handicap in the most ingenious ways, and his attitude is just amazing.
Oh, it's so inspirational, isn't it?
He's got such a good sense of humor. But he talks about having gone through kind of the dark night of the soul and wondering how he was ever going to get through life. I can just imagine what that must have been like, as you're a young child and you realize, gosh, you know, I'm never going to grow up to be like these other people. I'm never going to get there. And how am I going to have a girlfriend? How am I going to have a family? How am I going to have a career? Because I don't see how I'm going to get around this. So even those of us who rise above the negatives that may get dealt to us by accident, or even by birth sometimes. I mean, life isn't fair in some regards. Stuff happens, and you have to deal with it. And there are different ways of dealing with it. Some are more positive than others, but even the best of us have that dark night kind of experience sometimes. And it's okay to do that. It's okay to go through that process because there's grief that's going to be involved. It's a whole lost scenario that you have to go through when you realize that a door has closed to you. And just find a new way to root yourself in feelings of wellness and abundance and making the most and best that you can out of what you have to do with. If life gives you lemons, make lemonade. You have to find new ways to do that.
Or lemon meringue pie.
That's true.
Ooh, lemon meringue pie. And you had to say that.
If you have a poor self-image, if you have a poor self-image, watch this video and then go look in the mirror.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
He's absolutely amazing because, as you said, he is there with no limbs and he hasn't got a chip on his shoulder and saying, poor me, you know.
Exactly.
He's actually overcome it in the most amazing way. So anyway, that's enough for me.
Yeah, this is a very inspirational video. And, and I saw the hearts coming up in the room, so it looks like we are ready.
Yeah, put the link back in. Put the link back in, Gary.
Okay, I'll do the link one more time. And there we go. And I'll try it again in Marika's inimitable fashion, but I don't know. Here we go. And we're going to click to play in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Play.
I wasn't ready. I have no arms and no legs, but I'm very thankful that I have my little chicken drumstick here. People freak out when they see me for the first time. It's so cool. I was at a water slide all by myself. Everyone obviously at the bottom of the slide is looking up and waiting for other people to come down. Here I come and they're freaking out. They're like, you know, like this. And I was so tempted to look at myself and go, what happened? You know. And there were times where I sort of looked at my life and thinking, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. And you keep on concentrating on the things that you wish you had or the things that you wish you didn't have. And you sort of forget what you do have. And there's no point, I believe, in my life where I wish I had arms and legs, I wish I had arms and legs, I wish I had arms and legs, because wishing won't help. But what I've seen in life are just a couple key principles, and the first thing that I've seen is to be thankful. It's hard to be thankful, man. I tell you, when I was 8 years old, I sort of summed up my life and thought, I'm never going to get married. I'm not going to have a job. I'm not going to have a life of purpose. What kind of a husband am I going to be if I can't even hold my wife's hand? It's a lie to think that you're not good enough. It's a lie to think that you're not worth anything. I can't feel my hand. I love life. You know, so many people come and say, how come you smile so much? And I'm like, well, it's a long story. But it's very simple at the same time. You see, it's very hard to smile sometimes in life. There are things that happen that you don't know and you don't understand and you don't know if you're going to get through it. You know, you go through your storms in life and you don't know how long this storm's going to be. And today I want to share with you some principles that I've learned in my life that you can use in yours. Being patient is beautiful. I tell you, it's the hardest thing. But I realize I may not have hands to hold my wife's hand. But when the time comes, I'll be able to hold her heart. I don't need hands to hold her heart.
You know, it is scary to know how many girls have eating disorders.
It is scary to know how many people are just angry at life because of their situation at home and angry at others. It's scary to know how many people actually feel like they're worth nothing. Every single girl right here, right now, I want you to know that you are beautiful. You are gorgeous just the way you are. And you boys,
you're the man.
On this DVD, I share my experiences in life of how I've overcome challenges and seen a new, fresh perspective in life. To be thankful, to dream big, and to never give up. I speak to children, youth, and adults about key issues and principles that I've applied in my life that has given me the strength to conquer all that comes before me.
And healing to all mankind. So light your candle and your incense if you've got some. It purifies the atmosphere. And right now we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. And if there is energy in the ancient names of the angels, and three is the sacred number that maximizes the energy, we'll say the names three times. So could we say Archangel Michael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you also. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, not forgetting the most important one, Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies. Please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm and the Christ and Magdalene energies. And we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 22 therapists in the chat room who will be sending out the healing. And before we bring Keta back on to do her meditation, we're going to ask Marika to say the mantra. Thank you. Dearest Wei Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book,
we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. And thank you, Ketta.
I accept and love my body as it is now. It is the product of my past choices. Its strengths and weaknesses are an integral part of the life experience I chose, and I honor its role in teaching me the lessons I selected for myself. I acknowledge that I become and remain well only through my own intentions and actions, that wellness is an ongoing task in this life, that no one else can force me to be well, and that no one has the power to make me perceive myself as unwell without my consent. I choose to learn how my body works in order to make good choices that lead to improved wellness. I accept responsibility for my physical well-being. I accept and love my mental processes as they are now. They are the product of my experience. My genius and my deficits are the filters that form my perception of the life experience I chose, and I honor my intellect for its struggle to learn the lessons I set for myself. I acknowledge that my mental wellness is only what I make it through my own intentions and actions, that mental well-being requires vigilant care, that no one else can make me happy or fulfilled, and that nothing has the power to make me feel unhappy or unbalanced without my consent. I choose to understand how my mind works, so that I may make the best use of my talents and transform limitations with creativity. I accept responsibility for my mental well-being. I accept and love my spirit as it is now. It is the emissary of Source, and it bears the treasure of my existence. Its enlightenment and its scars are a gift I return to Source, and I honor my spirit for continuing to get up, no matter how many times I may fall. I acknowledge that my spiritual wellness is only what I make it through my own intentions and actions, that spiritual well-being requires courage and daring, that no one else can make me enlightened and enlightening, and that nothing has the power to extinguish my light without my consent. I choose to understand the nature of my spirit so that I may manifest my purpose with increasing clarity and become a beacon to others. I accept responsibility for my spiritual well-being. I accept my body, my mind, and my spirit as they are now. Their combination is unique among all others, and my life has a purpose that no one else can fulfill. I honor my whole self for bearing me through joys and sorrows, and I acknowledge that everything I do comes about only through my own intents and actions. That the well-being and balance of my whole being requires constant attention, that no one else can perfect my being, and that nothing has the power to destroy me, even with my consent, because I am eternal. I choose to understand my perfected being, so that I may represent Source in all that I do and teach others to do the same. I accept responsibility for my integrated well-being. I accept that there is only the now moment, that what I do in the now has power over both past and future, and that my now moment is unique only to me. I honor my power in the moment and use it wisely, and I acknowledge that everything I manifest comes about only through my own intentions and actions, and that the fullest and best use of my now requires coordination of body, mind, and spirit, that no one else can act through my now moment, and that nothing has the power to prevent my exercise of free will without my consent. I choose to understand each now moment so that I may make manifest my will and the higher will of Source. I accept responsibility for what I do in each now moment. I accept that knowing is preferable to believing, that what I know will change as I experience more and perfect my knowledge, and that what I know is a sacred understanding between myself and Source. I honor my knowledge for bringing me ever closer to truth, and I acknowledge that my truth is only communicated through my own intentions and actions, that my knowing is only one perspective, unique to myself, and that no one else's knowledge can substitute for my own, and that nothing has the power to suppress truth from rising up within me without my consent. I choose to pursue true knowing so that I may deepen my relationships with self, others, and Source. I accept responsibility for transforming beliefs into actionable knowledge. I accept that responsibility is the first principle of the sovereign being, that what I accept responsibility for determines where I will grow, and that my responsibilities are self-assigned and self-accountable. I honor the power of responsibility to guide my manifestations, and I acknowledge that my responsibilities form the connection between intentions and actions, that no one else can accept a responsibility that is rightfully mine, and that nothing has the power to make me act irresponsibly without my consent. I choose to exercise responsibility so that I may gain ever-increasing control over myself and my outcomes. I accept responsibility as a sovereign being, as I have always been.
And right now it's time to close the chakras for the people who like to close them. Not everybody does, but if you're new to meditation, I suggest that you do so. And to do that, we go to the top of the head, pretend we have doors, closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. And then down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that one. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. And to the base chakra, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, leaving them open or closed, whichever you feel most comfortable. And leaving the one attaching to Mother Earth, just opening enough to keep you grounded and secure and attached to Mother Earth while you're in a physical body. Bring the light back up to the top of your head, and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. It's going to take you by the hand and put you into the light now. Seal it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and secure until next time we meet or until next time you meditate. Thank you to Ketta for the beautiful meditation and to the angelic realm for joining us. We hope that they remain in archives for people listening in later. Thank you. Thank you to Marika for the wonderful mantra. Oh, that was Nora by E.S. Posthumus. Wasn't that beautiful? In fact, Ketta chose some absolutely gorgeous music for today's show. Anyway, don't forget to drink plenty of water to ground yourself to release toxins. And if you have a shower, throw the towel straight in the wash, etc. Because when you have any alternative therapies, as you know, you always release toxins. Next week, we've got the fabulous Landerlove as our special guest.
Landerlove is next week. Okay.
Yeah. So I've really enjoyed that. What a wonderful, magical meditation you did there, Ketta. Thank you very much for that. I'm sure I'm speaking for everyone in the chat room and out there in Radio Land who are listening in.
Well, I'm glad you all enjoyed it.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, that was beautiful. I love that. Thank you very much. That was beautiful.
I'm going to find a service where I can put up that MP3 as something that can be downloaded in high quality also. And I'll try to put out a note on my website. I'm sorry. What?
Sendspace. Sendspace.
Okay, I'll look for that.
There's an uploading and downloading site. It's free. Yeah.
Do you want to put your website in the chat page as well?
I can do that.
Yeah. Then everybody can click on the link after the show finishes, and you go and have a look at your web page. I'm sure it's really interesting.
It's hardly completed yet, but I have a partial radio page up, and I'm going to have a full radio page, including archives with transcripts, up by the end of the week. So I'll go ahead and put the radio page up into the chat room so that people can look there. Also, it's good to follow me on Facebook. I'm on there as Ketter Magic, and also under New Eridu, I've got a couple of pages there. It's the one that's not about the building sites over in the western United States. The other two are mine. And also, Facebook profile for the voice of New Eridu is NCMA, E-N-S-I, new word, M-A. I'll go ahead and put that into the chat room.
Okay.
And you've got a wonderful radio program, haven't you, at New Eridu?
I do indeed. It's on Blog Talk Radio Wednesdays and Saturdays. I have audio blogs on Wednesdays, and I have full live shows on Saturdays. And I am probably going to be going pro in the next month, so I'll have longer shows. There seems to be some popular demand for that.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for joining us today, because you've been superb. Thank you. And I hope that Marika was listening in from the garden. If she was fast asleep even, she will have been here in spirit. So still sending loads of healing out to Marika. Hope she's back here next week.
Yes. Yeah,
and a few people were in trances, weren't they? In the chat room, people are saying they're just coming back from the trance that Ketta Magic put them in. What, Gary? What were you saying?
Oh, that was, I just wanted to send out some special healing with my baby sister, Marika. She'll be all right. Give her some more rest. And she knows how this deal works. We all do. remove ourselves from the equation, and the body does what it naturally does, and that's heal itself. So, and that's, she's aware of that. That's what she's doing. So.
Mm.
She feels that. She really does.
We have next week is a bank holiday over there in America, isn't it?
Actually, it was this week. Today is the bank holiday.
Oh, is it today? All right. Yes. Oh, I got it wrong then. Well, ours was the week before, so that's why I knew it was a different week to ours. You'd think they'd have the
Canada.
Same all over the world. Is Canada different?
I think Canada as well next week.
All right. Right, so
made-up holidays, you know.
Do you have anything to add to what you were saying earlier, or have you just about covered it better?
Oh, yes, I have a little bit more. You can't shut me up. I opened my mouth up all that. I just wanted to stories that we have already covered, just kind of underline them a little bit. First of all, that wellness requires your consent and your active participation. Nobody can do it for you, and there's no magic pill. You have to actually commit and work towards achieving wellness. Now, each person's optimal wellness may be different. For example, Nick's optimal wellness is not going to be the same as it's going to be for a pro athlete. However, part of the your philosophy and attitude challenges may be to accept that yours is not all that it might like to be, but not use that as an excuse to foist responsibility for you onto anybody else. You may have lessons to learn through situations you may encounter with your wellness, whether that's physical, mental, or spiritual. I mean, spiritual lessons, we usually can pretty quickly identify that spiritual stuff has a lesson behind it. But what about the lesson for a mental disability or for a psychiatric disorder or for a birth defect or for a debility that came from an accident or an illness? Those things also may have lessons. They're not just tortures that have been heaped upon you by the evil and cruel world. You may actually have something that will you will benefit from later on to learn from these situations. We were talking a little bit earlier about healing, whether you're giving it or receiving it. It requires consent and participation of the person who is seeking healing. So you must have a bidirectional communication, and you must have what we in magic call informed consent. You have to tell the person what you're going to do if you're going to be healing them, and they have to agree to it. And they have to understand what it is that you're going to do, and they have to accept it. Otherwise, you can end up in conflict with the person, and you can either make the person worse, or possibly it can even feed back onto you and make you ill. So be very, very careful about making sure that you have complete cooperation of the person that you're healing. And if you're seeking healing, you have to be very sure that you actually want that healing. Because if your subconscious mind has a different plan for you, you may find yourself unable to accept the healing. Or you may find that a strange reaction comes from undergoing a healing. A few keys to gaining and maintaining wellness. I think we saw a lot of those illustrated in the earlier part of the show. The philosophy, the health becomes, it begins in the spirit. And good relation to yourself and source. If you don't have those good relationships with yourself and with source, you're not going to be able to build much else. So watch where you are in your beliefs and in how you're manifesting them, and if there's coherency there. And if there's not coherency there, then you need to put a little attention there to bring coherency. Attitude. I mean, Nick is the perfect example of the attitude of a healthy person. It all comes down to a balanced approach to life and remembering that what you sow is what you're going to reap, and that can be positive or negative. So if you keep that positive attitude, positive things will come to you. Knowledge. It's very important to understand your body, how it works, to understand your mind, understand what's going on in your psychology and in your mental processes, and also in your spiritual work. Understand what you believe in and why you believe in it. And realize all these things have to come together to make you into the whole being that you are. You can't separate one thing from another. And it's very important to go ahead and do a little book work and understand from this perspective of science, why things are going on the way they are. You don't want to be fighting a natural law as you're trying to heal yourself. And then lastly, responsibility. We've covered that several times already. It does take a little bit of discipline to implement sometimes. And you can enlist other people to help you with it, especially if you're trying to change a habit like smoking or drinking or something else that would be a health challenge to you. But in the end, it really is your responsibility. And nobody can make you do the right things for yourself. That's up to you entirely.
Mm-hmm. So, well, there's some words of wisdom there from Ketta. Absolutely fantastic. And we've run out of time, unfortunately, but we will be getting Ketta back on as soon as she can come back on, because she's a very busy lady. And we want to play out with the last song that she chose, which is Experience Heaven by Mijua. Thank you so much for that, Ketta. You were brilliant.
Yes, thank you, Ketta. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you.
And
thanks, everybody.
Next week is Lander Love.
Yes, and don't forget not to confuse healing with love, because they're two separate things.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.